Hello, and welcome back to another Bakudeku fanfiction reading. Today I'm going to be reading chapters 11 and 12 of What's a Little Kink Exploration Between Friends by Tumbleweed Chaser on Archive of Our Own. If you haven't seen the previous episode, I highly recommend you do so, because while this is basically porn, there is still a plot, which makes it that much better. And now without further ado, please enjoy. Chapter 11. Stuck in a Hole. Katsuki sipped his beer and lazily scrolled through his newsfeed. A baseball game playing on the television in his periphery. It had been a pleasant morning off, spent with sex before breakfast and lazing around the apartment thus far. He was looking forward to spending his afternoon doing much of the same. Glancing at the time, he frowned. Izuku should have been back by now. It was his first day off after his stint on night patrol. He had a couple of days to readjust his sleep schedule. Katsuki may have switched a shift to get his days off to align. Some 30 minutes ago, the daughter of the building's owner had come knocking, asking for assistance with something. Izuku, ever the people-pleaser, had slid on his shoes and promised to be back in a jiffy, Kachan. A knock at the door distracted Katsuki from his reveries, but he chose to ignore it, turning his attention instead to the game on the screen. They knocked again and again. With an aggravated huff, Katsuki forced himself from the sofa to answer. There stood a little girl, 8 years old at the most, a puppy poorly held in her arms, though it seemed happy enough. What was this brat's name? He recognized her as the building owner's daughter, but that was all he could muster. Izuku already left to help. I know that, the little girl answered petulantly. He helped Bo get out from behind the furnace. She shifted the puppy in her arms. Papa would have been mad if he knew I was playing, so Deku-kun helped me. Then what the fudge do you want? Deku-kun said to tell you he needs your help and to hurry. Is he hurt? The little girl giggled. No. Then what's the problem? Katsuki growled. He's stuck. Katsuki supposed that was worth putting on shoes for. He slid on a pair of cheap plastic sandals he only ever wore when he was leaving the apartment but staying in the building. Then, he followed the little girl down to the building basement. The space was mostly storage, a furnace, some water pipes that forced Katsuki to duck his head as he walked. Deku-kun, I brought the grumpy man, the little girl chimed, running towards the back of the dimly lit space, her giggles bouncing along the walls not unlike the puppy in her arms. Sighing heavily, Katsuki followed. Along the furthest wall was an old furnace, replaced with a far better model years ago but never removed. The old metal mechanism had an array of pipes that went every which way and intersected with newer pipes, forming a gridlock of metal that only an expert contractor would be able to make heads or tails of. If Katsuki had to guess, the puppy had run under the mess of metal to explore and then gotten scared or stuck. The little girl had been unable to squeeze under, so she'd sought out assistance from Hiro Deku, who was nice and conveniently lived in her building. Izuku had climbed a pipe or two so he could wedge his torso into a gap that would allow him to see the puppy and coax it out. The problem was that he was now stuck in said gap. From Katsuki's point of view, all he saw was Izuku's perfect jean-clad ass and athletic legs dangling from the wall, his toes trying to keep footing on the piping but mostly just hovering a foot off the ground. The blonde couldn't hold in the laugh if he tried. First a guffaw, then he was bent in half as he was overcome with the humor of Izuku's predicament. Kachan, it's not funny. My shoulders are too wide and I can't get a good foothold. Stop laughing, Kachan. I don't want to break anything, or Mr. Matsumoto will be angry. His whining only made Katsuki laugh harder, the little girl even giving in to the desire to giggle at Izuku's predicament. Finally, he sobered himself, though a few stray chuckles still managed to work themselves out. All right, he said, stepping closer to assess the situation. With this height, it wouldn't be too hard to help Izuku get stable on this side so he could wriggle himself loose from the other. However, stepping closer, he realized Izuku was at a rather perfect height.
Kid.
My name's Suko.
I'm not gonna remember that, Katsuki groused. It's lunchtime. Buzz off or you're gonna get in trouble.
The little girl squeaked with concern, clutching the puppy to her, turning to run, but then stopped short. Will Deku-kun be all right?
I'm fine, Sichan. You can go ahead, Izuku assured as well.
Katsuki gave her a wide grin, though it was probably more intimidating than assuring.
I promise to take good care of him. The blonde gave the little girl ample time to leave, listening carefully for the heavy door at the stairwell to slam behind her. Once he was certain they were alone, he put his hands on Izuku's hips.
"Really got yourself stuck there, didn't you?"
"Shut up, Kachan," Izuku said, annoyed. "Just hold my thighs."
"Like this?"
Katsuki asked, sliding his hands down and placing his palms just under the crease of Izuku's ass, thumbs pressing down into the plush muscle, more of a firm caress than holding him in place.
"What? No, Kachan, that isn't helpful at all," Izuku said, adorably oblivious.
"Oh? What about this?"
he asked cheekily, slipping his hands forward and into Izuku's front pockets, fingertips protruding forward enough to accidentally brush against Izuku's cock.
"Kachan!" Izuku said, kicking back at him and huffing with frustration. "Quit dicking around!"
Katsuki snorted.
"Okay, A, I love when you cuss. And B, I haven't even begun to dick around."
With that, he pressed himself closer, an imitation hump against Izuku's ass to signal his train of thought.
"You cannot be serious right now."
"Dead serious, baby," Katsuki said,
extracting his hands from Izuku's pockets to instead work his fly open.
"Someone could walk in!"
"Didn't stop you from letting me fuck you at the bar in that dirty bathroom."
He began pulling Izuku's pants down over his hips.
"They don't keep a lock on this door,"
Izuku was whisper yelling, which only made Katsuki chuckle because literally no one would hear them down here.
"Come on, baby," Katsuki said. "Let me fill you up, make you feel good."
On the other side, Izuku gave an exasperated little sigh and then wriggled again, his now bare ass pressing against Katsuki's crotch, even if he wasn't really intending to do anything more than squirm away.
"You are ridiculous," he complained.
"Oh, please," said Katsuki, working his sweats and underwear down just enough to free himself. He pressed against Izuku's ass and laughed again when the shorter man tried to wiggle away, his efforts only serving to turn Katsuki on more.
"You'd love it if someone caught us down here," he continued to say, one hand returning to grope at Izuku's ass, spreading the cheeks apart so he could see the butt plug he'd placed inside the other that morning to keep him from dribbling out any of the cum he'd already spent there.
He heard Izuku's breathing pick up, the heavy inhales he made when he was getting lost in the sensation of Katsuki's touch.
"Isn't that right, baby?" Katsuki asked. "You'd love it if we got caught. Then all our neighbors would know what a little cock slut you are."
"Katsuki,"
Izuku whined. He wiggled again, but not to get away. This time he was pushing back against the erection near his ass. The blonde brought down a firm hand, watched the other's ass jiggle at the spanking as Izuku gasped on the other side. He wished the lighting down here was better so he could see it redden.
"What's my name, baby?"
"Sir."
"That's right,"
Katsuki said, tugging at the plug, using it to tease Izuku.
"What's your color?" asked Katsuki.
"You say red and I'll get you out and we'll go back upstairs. No questions asked. Won't be upset, okay?"
"Green, sir," Izuku said, emphasizing his answer with another little effort to push back into Katsuki's hold.
"Thank you, baby," Katsuki said,
pulling the plug from Izuku's hole and replacing it with his thumb to feel it clench at the empty feeling. He pressed in further, thumb wetting with lube and cum from that morning, teasing it just enough to pull a whimper from Izuku. He did not give Izuku further warning, replacing his thumb by sliding his cock in fully, not stopping until his pelvic bone was pressed against Izuku's ass. On the other side of the walls of the pipes, Izuku let out an obscene moan that echoed off the concrete walls.
"That's it," Katsuki encouraged, pulling back to slam back in. "Nice and loud for me. Let everybody hear what you sound like when I pound your ass."
Izuku did not have trouble obeying the order. Deep grunts and groans of pleasure tore through him as Katsuki pumped into him hard and fast, balls slapping heavily against his taint with each thrust.
"Fuck," Katsuki groaned, drawing closer to his climax. "What I wouldn't give to get you on a breeding bench, strap you in and fuck you until you're dripping with my cum, let strangers watch you beg for more, stick a vibrator in you and get you crying."
From the sounds coming from Izuku, Katsuki could tell he was close too, just needed a little push. Thus far, he hadn't been able to get Izuku to come without some kind of stimulation to his cock.
Maybe this time, if he just... Izuku screamed as Katsuki used one hand to adjust his angle, hit his prostate dead on with every hard thrust. Then he spanked him, hard. Katsuki tipped over into his orgasm as Izuku clenched around him as he sprayed cum on the pipes in front of him. The blonde pulled out, shoving the plug back into Izuku, torturing his oversensitive little hole with a few motions before having mercy and pulling his pants back up. He tucked himself back in as well, and then helped Izuku out from the gap he was stuck in. Izuku barely had the wherewithal to complain when Katsuki took his flannel overshirt to wipe up the mess they'd made. When they returned to their apartment, they devoured a couple of sandwiches and then curled up on the sofa together for a well-deserved nap. Chapter 12. Toys Under Clothes. That evening did not go quite as Katsuki had planned. He supposed perhaps it came out even, since he'd gotten the opportunity to rail Izuku when he got stuck in the pipes downstairs, but he'd been plotting out a more intricate scene for that evening. Instead, Kirishima and Ashida's apartment had been raided by a group of upset women. Apparently, Juro's boyfriend had broken up with her or something. Somehow, this resulted in the redhead calling Sero, Kaminari, and therefore, by default, Shinso to invade Bakugo and Midoriya's apartment for an impromptu bro night. They'd arrived unannounced, but with pizza, beer, and spicy chocolate cake specifically for Katsuki, which almost made their presence acceptable. Midoriya, though not prepared, was still happy to see his friends and welcomed them into their apartment. The blonde supposed that as long as Midoriya was happy, he could put up with the dumbass brigade for a little while. The group took turns playing rounds of their favorite multiplayer racing game, enjoying the food and the relaxed atmosphere. A few beers in and they'd become more boisterous and lively, making it easier for Katsuki to disappear from the living room when Izuku left to use the restroom. Quickly, he made his way to his bedroom, collecting a soft blanket and a rather expensive toy he'd purchased a few months ago. He'd waited until the bathroom door began to open and then shoved himself into the little room, making Izuku sputter with protest until he realized who it was. "Kachan," Izuku said with a slight pout. "What are you doing?" "Well, I was going to try choking you while I fuck you tonight, but the extras kind of ruined that," he said, placing his hands on Izuku's hips and pushing him back until he was leaning back against the bathroom counter. Izuku flushed but also whined slightly at Katsuki's suggestion. "That sounds like fun," he said. "Guess we'll have to wait until tomorrow." Katsuki grinned down deviously, leaning down to kiss Izuku. "Got that little dick of yours perking up thinking about my hands around your throat?" The shorter man shivered, nodding in confession. "Yes, sir." "You'll have to settle for something different tonight," Katsuki said. "Turn around for me. Chest on the counter, ass out." Without question, Izuku did as told, lifting his hips when Katsuki reached under him to open his fly and then swaying his ass enticingly when the blonde slid both layers of fabric down to his thighs. The top worked quickly, pulling the plug Izuku had been wearing nearly all day out and replacing it with the toy in his pocket. "Turn around," Katsuki commanded. Once he had access, he pulled the silicone attachment forward between Izuku's legs and placed it around Izuku's sack and flaccid cock. Green Eyes observed carefully before he realized, "Is this the toy you were wearing in that picture you sent me?" "Hell yeah, it is," Katsuki answered. "This thing is fucking awesome. It's quiet. Nobody can hear it unless you get it up to the highest couple of settings. It heats up, built-in cock ring that the vibrations carry up into, and best of all, it's controlled through an app on my phone." Katsuki demonstrated, pulling his cell phone from his other pocket and turning the toy to a low setting and then raising it up so Izuku had to steady himself on the counter. Then he shut it off entirely. "You should get back out there. Our friends will be missing us."
"Kachan, I can't just..."
The blonde cut him off with a kiss.
"Put yourself away, baby, and take this blanket."
Izuku pulled his pants all the way on and took the blanket Katsuki had thrown over his shoulder. He was clearly still hesitant.
"Just say or text me red and I'll turn it off," Katsuki assured.
"I've worn it in public before, so I know what levels are quiet enough. And besides, I know you like the idea of getting caught." Blushing adorably, Izuku made a little annoyed huff.
"Shut up, Kachan."
He pushed past the laughing blonde and returned to their friends.
"Where'd you go, man?"
Kaminari asked. Izuku smiled. Sorry, bathroom, and then I realized I was cold.
He unfurled the blanket and covered himself with it as he sat back onto the sofa.
Kachan always runs hot, so it's cold in here to begin with. Then he turns it down more when we have company.
Katsuki returned to the room a few minutes later, announced first by the silent, mild vibrations of the toy buried in Izuku's ass. He nearly choked on his drink when it started, coughing and beating on his chest with a pitiful, "Wrong pipe," when the others raised concern. When the blonde returned, he cajoled a controller from Sero and played several rounds, leaving Izuku to try and keep himself from cluing the others into his predicament. By the time Katsuki handed the controller off, Izuku was truly struggling to maintain a conversation with Shinso. The vibrations cut off, a short reprieve before they came back stronger than before. Katsuki passed by him, acting like his normal self.
Want another beer, nerd?
Yes, please,
Izuku squeaked. Hey, Midoriya, Kaminari asked, ignoring his character on screen as it careened off the ledge of a racetrack. Rumor has it you're under the influence of a quirk.
What?
Izuku asked, perhaps too strongly, but Katsuki had turned on the warming element and changed the setting to some form of pulsating that moved up and down the plug, starting near his rim and ending at the little tip pressed to his prostate.
Katsuki mentioned it at the bar, Sero supplied, pausing the game.
That was forever ago, said Kirishima. I doubt he's still under it, dudes.
Well, Izuku said, uncomfortably squirming under his blanket. I haven't been able to quite sort it all out yet.
What's the quirk? Kaminari asked, curiosity and eagerness overcoming any sense of embarrassment.
Denki, Shinso chastised. Maybe Izuku isn't comfortable talking about it.
Sure he is, Katsuki interjected, returning to the room to hand Izuku his beer and plant himself beside him on the sofa, one arm coming over the back of the couch possessively.
Probably needs some fresh ideas, the blonde teased.
Oh? Kaminari waggled his eyebrows.
For?
It's a kink quirk, Izuku explained, shifting again in an effort to ensure his hard, leaking cock didn't show under the blanket. This conversation wasn't helping his situation. Beside him, Katsuki let his beer rest between his thighs so he could play on his phone, adjusting the vibrations to target more softly but more consistently at Izuku's prostate.
It's sorta...
He desperately hoped he'd held back the little moan that had tried to escape. Increased my libido, urging me to indulge in my kinks.
Shouldn't be all that difficult to make it run its course, Shinso commented lazily. Just make a checklist, right?
That'd be too damn easy, Katsuki laughed. This dweeb got himself hit with a quirk that draws out the ones he didn't even know about.
That's actually kind of interesting, Sero said, and sounds familiar.
It's that lady who runs the sex shop downtown, Kaminari said cheerfully. I've met her. She's super cool.
Izuku tried to talk.
What the others mistook as embarrassment was actually Katsuki increasing the intensity of the device, turning on a slow vibration at his rim but a faster one against his prostate.
Oh yeah, said Kaminari. I was like 19, I think. It's part of her shop's experience. You let her hit her with her quirk and then shop. The idea is the quirk will help you know what to buy.
Huh, Katsuki grunted. That's a pretty smart business model, actually.
A good idea, too, Izuku added. Maybe I should...
He was cut off by Katsuki changing the pulsation again.
Normally I'd offer to brainwash you into writing a list, Shinso said. But I think you already have to know to some degree what your kinks are for you to do that.
Could still be helpful, though, Katsuki said.
Hold on.
The blonde disappeared for a moment, leaving Izuku to struggle alone under his blanket, attempting to keep calm even as the urge to come urgently pushed at him. His cock was painfully confined by his jeans, the tight silicone ring keeping him from tipping over the edge, but he was so damn close to it anyway. Katsuki returned, tossing a pad of paper and a pen at Izuku, seemingly uncaring. Izuku took up the items, readying them on the arm of the sofa.
Okay, Shinso said. What's your roommate's name?
Kachan, Izuku answered, but then he felt the cold wrap of Shinso's quirk in effect. Sensations seemed farther away but still present. He was aware of himself, but unable to act. The teasing vibrations of the toy were simultaneously more distant and more intense for his inability to act on them.
"Write a list of your kinks on that pad of paper," said Shinso lazily.
Izuku's crooked fingers went to work, pen working quickly and efficiently to complete the task. When he finished, he felt Shinso give up his control.
"Let me see," Kaminari asked, making grabby hands for the pad of paper.
Izuku reflexively clutched it closer to himself.
"Leave him alone, Denki," Shinso said, "or I'll share your kinks with everyone."
The electric blonde blushed. "Never mind," he said. Picking up his game controller, he asked, "Another round?"
"Thanks, Toshi," Izuku said with a little smile to his friend.
The others returned to their game and other topics, but Izuku turned his attention to the list, allowing Katsuki's curious eyes to view it as well. Marking, belonging to, edging, when it's too much, muscles and strength, oral, praise, insults, being tied up, rough, hard, spanking. As he read the list, Izuku thought back over his experiences with Katsuki, noted the trends in what he really liked and what had helped satiate the quirk, even just for a little while. Clearly, the brainwashing did not fill in his gaps of knowledge. Uncertain phrases and categorizations were present, but his brain still understood at some level it was a kink. Perhaps Katsuki could better understand his meaning. He was pulled from his thoughts by the sensation of Katsuki shuffling the blanket, his hands creeping to Izuku's thighs, then up to his cock. The blonde deftly unzipped Izuku's fly and freed his aching cock from both the fabric and the silicone ring. With the vibrator still at work, in the proximity of their friends, it took little effort from Katsuki. All the blonde had to do was wrap his hand around Izuku's weeping dick, give a few firm strokes, and lean over to whisper in his ear, "Want me to show all these extras who you belong to, baby?" Izuku tried very hard to conceal his orgasm, though he greatly doubted his success. The other men were mostly entertained by the game, but Shinso was always an observant one, and his quick eye contact with Izuku, eyebrow arched and crooked grin before shaking his head and turning his attention away, made the green-haired hero think he definitely knew what just happened. Below the blanket, Katsuki wiped his hand on Izuku's jeans and extracted his hand. "Hey, nerd. Go get me a slice of that cake while I show these losers how to win." Blanket and all, Izuku mumbled an incoherent response and darted away. It took him longer than it should have just to get a slice of cake, needing to clean up his mess, but Katsuki was the only one who knew why. Well, Katsuki and Shinso, who hugged Izuku goodbye later that night, only to quietly tell his friend, "He's a man of action, Izuku. Don't get caught up with what he doesn't say, okay?" Izuku knew who his friend was talking about, knew what he was implying. He hoped his friend was right. I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done. A link to the fanfiction will be in the description, as always. New stuff goes up every Wednesday and Friday. And if you want to see more like this, give a recommendation. I've got a form for that. Everything that I have can be found in the little link tree thing in the description. I don't know. I'm tired. I hope you enjoyed. Have a great day. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.